Blog Talk Radio.
What did I do wrong? What did I do? I just want someone to love me cause I love you. Whatever I did wrong, maybe I can change. No one knows how hard. It is to be a dog on a timber chain.
Hello, everyone, and good evening, and welcome to Animal Advocates Radio. Voices Care for Animals, number 178 and counting. And I want to give a big shout out to Donna Hughes, who let me borrow that beautiful song, Dog on a 10-Foot Chain. You can find her petition also. Just Google search it, Donna Hughes. And there's a big petition on change.org about dogs on 10-foot chains. There's a lot of them out there that are chained to trees for hours upon hours with no food or water, and it's so sad. And then plus out in the cold, the hot weather that we're having right now. So please, let's try to come together as one and help these dogs out that's out there on them chains, be their voices and be a strong one. My name is Debbie Dahmer, and I am the producer and host of Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Care for Animals, on Blog Talk Radio, and I want to welcome everyone aboard. This show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette online, www.ppjg.me, and just go to the bottom of the article. You can share these shows from there to any social media network. Just press that share and then click it, and it goes to Facebook, Twitter. I mean, the list is there. So it takes teamwork to see any victories, everyone. All you new listeners, welcome aboard. I'm glad to have you here. And all you returning listeners, thanks for keep coming back and the support of this show. We are the animals' voices, and we must be heard. Because the animals are helpless and voiceless, innocent, defenseless, and without us, they don't have no hope to carry on, no happiness, no peace, no love, no care, compassion. So I just want to give it a big shout out to HSUS News on Twitter for promoting this show tonight or today, and they did it yesterday. That's a teamwork. Thank you so much, and a big shout out to Kirsten Peek. She works for the Humane Society of the United States, and she has made these great connections for me, and they're great guests, and we got a long ways to go, and I always welcome Humane Society of the United States to my show all the time, and they're always welcome back. So just a few more shout outs here, thanking you for all the support on these pages, Facebook pages, promoting this show, Take Action, Help Ban Animal Gas Chambers, Megan Mason, and also Holly Smith. Hey, your page is great, and keep it up. Go press there and press like, everyone, if you haven't already, and see how you can help out. Voices Care for Animal Support Group, there's myself and many other admins on there. We appreciate everybody coming to that group and doing what you can to, help promote these shows and help the animals out in any which way you can. The Paws Calls Show on Facebook. Thank you, all the admins on there. Fans of Animal Rights, Arlene, your page is rocking. Thank you for your support. Help fight the war against all animal cruelty on Facebook. Evelyn Pendle and Debbie Eisman, keep up the great work all you guys are doing. You're great team players. Voice for Animals on Facebook, A Voice for Animals on Twitter, Sean Walters, thank you so much. Deb Padovano, I call her my my press agent, and I hope she's going to be coming on tonight. Prayers for her because she's been having some health issues. She just went to the ER last night. Deb Padovano, prayers to you, my friend, and wishing you the best. But it takes teamwork, everybody, to help make these victories come through. And I know I'm not on this radio just spinning my wheels. I know there's thousands more out there like me and doing something, not just coming on the radio and, you know, speaking out. Because if we don't take action, just like myself, we're just spinning our wheels. So, everyone, please, all any issue you have, contact. This is a 24/7 number to contact your state representatives or your senators, and that area code is area code 202-224-3121. And I'll repeat that. That's area code 202-224-3121. And you can put your zip code in and also press 1 for your senator and 2 for your state representative. After hours, leave a voicemail on weekends. And please, your voice does count out there. Never think it doesn't, because the more voices out there that come together, the faster the changes will be made. And we're talking positive changes, because it's not a pretty picture out there in this world we're living in. There's a lot going on, and there's a lot of cruelty going on. And these animals, just like the children, the elderly, they need our help because they can't speak out for themselves. So, everyone, I hope you enjoy the show. I'm going to be bringing my guest on. Got another great guest. Her name is Tara Lawler, and I want to welcome her aboard because I know this is going to be another great show. And Tara is a senior director, strategic campaign and special projects at the Humane Society of the United States. And I want to welcome her aboard. Tara, how are you doing this evening? And welcome aboard Voices Care for Animals.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So
thanks
welcome.
For having me.
Hey, anytime. You know, we'll have you back. You know, I don't have no limits.
Nice.
You come back as much as you want to.
Great.
Thank you. I was telling Tara earlier on Marty Oakley TS Radio, I did 163 shows for all the animals in need. I think I last counted 8 or 9 from the Humane Society of the United States on there, guests, great guests.
Mm-hmm.
And they're always welcome back. I got these great connections, direct connect. And
nice.
On my own here, thanks, you know, Marty Oakley helping me out, getting this one started. She also has the PPJ Gazette. With all the teamwork that she has done, I'm on my own now. So I'm like the I left the her baby, you know. So but we're still in contact and everything. And so she also has a show Wednesday nights on Wild Horse and Burro Radio with Debbie Coffey, the host. So if anybody wants to check that, the horses need our help also. The PPJ Gazette online and subscribe a free subscription on the side there. And anytime there is a live podcast or article, it will be delivered right to your primary email. And that's the same with Blog Talk Radio. But anyway, Tara, you want to go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started with Humane Society of the United States. Go
sure.
Right ahead.
I started with the Humane Society of the United States about 8 years ago. I started in the animal rescue team, and I moved through a couple different departments to where I'm at now. But when I started, I was doing direct response and helping run our temporary shelters, in the field rescue, and working our large-scale cases all over the country.
I'll check that out. And Humane Society of the United States is international also, and everybody knows that. They a great staff and team and rescue, and I've seen some, you know, photos in these hurricanes last year, Tara, was terrible. I mean,
yes.
Hurricane Maria, Irma, this list, it was just like back to back. And these animals,
yeah.
I know here in Florida that they it was in the newspaper where there was like 50 people out there that got busted for leaving their dogs out training the trees during the hurricane. Isn't that sad?
Yes.
It's
not giving them the hope
disgusting.
To get free.
Oh my goodness, because those winds they go up very high, and they're no joke. You know, it's very scary. And I could just imagine what these animals are going through, even the wild ones, you know, that can't, you know, I know they try to seek shelter and everything, but it's just so, it was heartbreaking to see those photos, some of the photos out there where it's like, oh, put the dog out on the tree, they'll be fine, you know. No, they won't be fine. You know, they will not be fine. So it's like we have to all, you know, the teamwork and the effort, even after, you know, the aftermath of everything, you know, you see strangers helping strangers, you know, neighbors helping neighbors, friends helping friends. I mean, everybody seems to come out of the woodwork to help out whatever they can do, you know, to help one another through a very stressful period. And I know that the Humane Society, United States Animal Rescue Teams, a huge thank you to all of, even you out there, first responders, because it's not a pretty picture after a hurricane. In Puerto Rico, I believe, is still a little bit out of electricity, right? Is that true?
Yeah, there's still a significant part of the island that is still living without electricity and running water. So that's, they're still living the aftermath of Maria.
Oh, my goodness. Because you look at, it was Harvey, Irma, Maria. There were so many. It's like, look at all these names and back to back. And it was a disaster. And even without electric, you know, that's even very stressful. Because especially here in Florida, you know, without no air, you know, air conditioning, because we need that down here, and just trying to survive through it and trying to keep your pets comfortable, you know, so whatever, it's something else, and where it's not going to stop from last year. I mean, we don't know about this year, next year, the following years, you know, they just keep coming and they're not going to stop. So we have to help these animals too, because their lives matter. It's a scary situation.
Absolutely.
And the responders, you know, you see it, you know, front lines, what's going on out there. You know, animals that are left, you know, lost, left behind, the whole situation, and trying to get them to safety. There's some very heartfelt pictures I've seen, you know, after the hurricane, you know, people helping animals out. And it's so awesome. Because they do count. They do matter. You know, there's I've seen the one of you with the dog in your hand. You know, it's so adorable what you guys can do. And because you, from every angle out there, Humane Society helps out from all angles, you know, and all the appreciation, all the staff out there, thank you so much for what you're doing. Because there is a lot of animal lovers in this world. You know, they want to help out. They want to step up to the plate and say, hey, I'm going to go step in and help these animals out. But you want to give the audience out there, you know, your website and how they can, if they haven't already, because I know on your Facebook page it has over like 2.some million likes already, or 681,701 likes. Congratulations. That is wonderful.
Yes, we have a lot of wonderful supporters. Yeah, they can follow the work of Humane Society of the United States on www.hsus.org. And, you know, simply find Humane Society of the United States on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Our folks do a great job at getting the messaging out there and all the different works that we advocate for and you know, really get involved on a grassroots level also.
And you've been leading a lot of the recovery effort that Humane Society of the United States has been doing in Puerto Rico since the hurricanes. How's it coming along? I mean, I know you guys are pretty far, but with the animals, you know, the lost ones so it's going really good. That's great. And
yeah,
all that
so
teamwork.
during Yeah, so during the hurricane, right after, the animal rescue team was able to provide about 30 flights, delivering over 300,000 pounds of human and animal aid. And so that was something that was greatly needed. And the animal rescue team did a wonderful job distributing food, water, and other essentials to at least 1,000 households with pets, mainly in low-income areas. We transported over 3,500 animals to safety out of the shelters that we work with in Puerto Rico to make way for displaced animals, and provided over $3 million in aid in supplies, emergency personnel, and response. And that was in Puerto Rico alone. And since then, we also have developed a program called the Sveathon for Puerto Rico. And it's the first of its kind. We have 24 organizations that have come together, national and international, all in the hope of helping promote animal welfare in Puerto Rico. So we have a memorandum of understanding with the government of Puerto Rico, the PRVMA, and the PR Vet Board, which allows us to bring in outside veterinarian care for a duration. And those veterinarians are able to practice in Puerto Rico. So it's the first time in the history of Puerto Rico for outside vets to be able to work and provide services that we are doing collectively. So that was an exciting thing that the governor and the first lady really pushed to help the plight of animals post-Maria, when we saw a real increase of the street population, both dogs and cats, and the abandonment level due to a lot of difficulties for folks getting, you know, out of Puerto Rico, and having a really hard time getting their pets out due to kind of rising costs from the airlines, and just some really, really difficult things to make, you know, tough decisions to leave their pets behind. So we ignited the team of 24 organizations, and we proudly lead, and it's called the Sveathon for Puerto Rico. And with that, there's multiple veterinary teams that have come in under our umbrella, and then each of those veterinary teams is then combined with a ground team to support them, and then there's HSUS staff at each location. So there's different teams spread out in different parts of the island, and we run large-scale spay-neuter vaccine clinics, and it's all free to the public, with our goal of spaying and neutering and vaccinating over 20,000 to 25,000 animals this year alone. We just finished about 3 weeks ago our first round, and we safely spay-neutered and vaccinated over 5,600 animals in 7 days. So that was the first start. We're going to be bringing on an additional team for this November round, and we're doing three additional rounds coming up, so one in November, one in February, and one in May. Simultaneously to all of this, we're working with one of our partners at ASPCA Spay Neuter Alliance, which does an amazing job at training veterinarians in high-quality, high-volume spay neuter. So the vets in Puerto Rico are getting trained properly, and that's all in conjunction with ASPCA and their amazing program and folks working on that. And then at the end of all of these efforts, we're leaving behind all of the equipment that we have purchased for each of these teams to use in these MASH clinics. So at the end of it, then the vets that are trained properly can have all of the equipment and resources that they need to replicate this work after we're finished as a coalition in Puerto Rico in the next year. So that's what we've been working on now, and it's pretty amazing. We had people lined up at each of the locations. So the way we do it is first come, first serve. So basically our team starts setting up at 6 a.m. at each location. And the public was lined up usually with their pets as early as 8 p.m. the night before. At some of the sites, we saw upwards of 500 to 1,000 people in line with their pets to get spay-neutered and vaccinated. So it was pretty amazing to see.
I guess so. That is amazing. And not only like after hurricanes, you're there, you guys are there after tornadoes and earthquakes, wildfires, utility outrages, and more. and there might not be much warning. And you guys are out there front lines after all this, and you know, these national disasters hit. You know, it must be tough, but you're strong and you go get them. You know, just like firefighters out there, you know, they risk their lives all the time. The police, you know, a big, huge thank you to, you know, news reporters. I know you've seen on the news when the news reporter and the wind's blowing heavy and, you know, they're out there. It's very dangerous, you know, especially the aftermath, because you never know what you're going to get yourself into, you know, if there's any flooding and stuff like that. But it's amazing what can happen, and you make that positive effort to go move forth and bring in, you know, as much comfort as possible, you know, for humans and animals, because it's a very stressful time. I've been through five of them already, so I know what they're like, and it's no joke. I know my furry son Buddy, he slept through the hurricane. He was snoring. And I wish I could snore through a hurricane.
Yes, very scary, very, very scary.
But, you know, it's scary, and it's no joke, and it's not, you know, don't go outside during a hurricane, audience, please, because it's so dangerous. That wind is whipping up, and you think that your roof's going to come off. I mean, it is very... you know, very scary, and you want to keep yourself and your pets, your family, where it's safe. You know, even through a tornado, you know, bad storms, when the electric goes out. I know if electric goes out here, it's not, you know, it's usually for hours. And during a hurricane, it can be up to, from, you know, 24 hours up to a week. So...
Or in Puerto Rico, it's months and months and months. So they got hit extremely hard and are still living that every day. Yep.
Months. Oh, can you imagine? I mean, I could just think, because when was it? It was last September, wasn't it, when Irma hit, I believe it was. But now it's almost July. Can you, I can't even imagine going that long without electric or water, you know, it would be
they're
tough.
Resilient, very, very resilient.
You know, so it takes, you know, humanity to help bring this together, unity, you know, united, coming together. And like I say, when you see people helping people, you know, helping animals, that's awesome. That's, you know, heartfelt. And you look on the news and the newspapers where you see these humans, you know, strangers helping strangers. There's no, you know, hey, you go out and help somebody out on the street, a good Samaritan, you know, your neighbors you probably never met before, because it all counts. Because the more of us get involved, the faster the changes get made, the positive ones. And we can pick ourselves back up and move forth and try to learn things from the hurricane where we can put ourselves more, you know, at ease, you know, have them batteries ready, you know, those battery-operated fans, because it gets hot after a hurricane. When there's no electric, you think inside. So I could just imagine those people in Puerto Rico who is not have no electric yet or water. It's got to be devastating. And you never know what it's like until you go through it. You know, you can imagine it, you can vision it. But unless you go through it, we have no clue. We could just, you know, so everyone, if you can help out some way out there in Puerto Rico and make their lives a little bit, you know, better, and when they know, you know, people are coming and the pets are getting helped and whatever it takes, you know, to help them out, because that's what humanity is all about, you know, helping each other out, helping the animals out. In any which way they can, because we all matter. And I'm going to be taking calls here if anybody has any comments or questions for Tara. And that number is area code 310-982-4270. Press 1. And I'll let you in. Just try to refrain from any noises in the background, conversations, TV, radios, and you're more welcome to come on board. And this is another great show, Tara. This is wonderful. We're talking about this because we can't forget about hurricanes. You know, we can't do it.
No.
Or any.
And we're in hurricane season again.
Disaster.
So. Exactly.
Yeah, we're right here in Florida until November the 30th. So we got a ways to go yet. And when it really picks up is August and September. You know, sometimes October. So we have some time here, everyone. You know, get your batteries and whatever you can get, water, and just have it stocked up. Because I remember out, you know, during this several hurricanes, the stores run out of water, batteries, you know, just bread. A lot of stuff gets, you know, taken out, and then they have to wait for the trucks to come in and stock up on your, you know, food for yourself, or, you know, if you can't cook. And also doggy food and stuff like that, you know, cat food, whatever you can stock up on. So we don't go into a panic at the last minute, because it seems like on the road, especially when there's people out on trying to get out of the state, it gets lined up. You know, traffic gets bad. There's more people trying, you know, more accidents. And so we have to better prepare ourselves. And with our pets, you know, give them some, you know, when they're with you during a hurricane, you know, be close with them and try to comfort them, because they're scared. They're a little scared also. So just like lightning or thunder, you know, it's the same thing. So try to, you know, give them the attention that they need, because they so well deserve it. And I hope I don't hear, if there's another hurricane hit there, that they're not letting the pets outside on chains. You know, I didn't want to hear that. It's bad enough having dogs out on chains without food or water, or out in extreme hot weather, you know, or extreme cold weather. But whatever we can do to make it better, you know, so. But anyway, but thanks for everything that you're doing out there, because, you know, without all of you, where would we be? You know, we can't take it for granted. We never know what it's gone, you know, what we got until it's gone. And Humane Society of the United States is, you know, a proven fact. It's not because we have minor problems. We have massive problems worldwide, you know, international. You know, you guys help from all angles, farm animals, horses, domestic, you know, you name it. And a big, huge standing ovation for you guys. That's why I don't,
thank
you know,
you so much.
Keep you coming back on the radio, because together we can all make a difference. We just got to at least try. You know, get out there and in the social media, you know, the power of social media, push that share button so it goes to your, you know, news feed. Get it out there on Twitter, you know, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Google+. There's a list of them. And just get, you know, the awareness and prevention and everything, you know, it's all good to know, to open our eyes to what's going on out there. You know, the news helps us out a lot. Radios help us, newspapers. But we have to open our eyes more to, you know, to what's really going on in this world and how we can, you know, get more victories coming in. Because I know there's a lot of victories coming in, Tara. I know. You know, I can't take credit, but I am involved. When I see that, it's like, yes, you know, this is this is great. So, and it's even going to get better, you know, because we're all, there's more people stepping up to the plate and taking action, I've noticed. You know, probably I've seen on the HSUS website and Twitter, more people's coming in, you know, and doing what they can do, because every effort counts.
Absolutely.
And when you're out there, you know, doing what you're doing, you know, that even, you know, brings it better, because you're coming in probably in contact with a lot of people. You know, you're seeing some very sad situations, some people that's really down and out, you know, some the animals that need attention that are misplaced. And, you know, this just like this year, I hope to God we don't have no hurricanes this year. We need a break, right? And
absolutely.
If we do, you know, we got to be prepared. And it's, we don't know, have no clue where it's going to hit or how many times or it's back to back. But whatever we can do, because you guys, you know, helped out the humans and the animals, you know, babies with diapers, and water, dog and cat food, and equine food. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I mean, it's,
Thank you.
And even, you know, the first responders, they're going out there front lines, and they don't have no clue what can happen out there in the aftermath. You know, that free medical care out there for the animals, that's great too.
Absolutely. So, it's all part of it, right?
Oh, yeah. Teamwork. And that's what it takes. I always say teamwork rocks and teamwork wins, you know. You see the positivity coming in. You say, hey, I'm a part of that. And it doesn't stop me right there. I want to keep going. I don't want to give up, you know. This problem is you got to be a part of the solutions, not the problems, and, you know, keep them going. And with HSUS, you know, you guys have petitions and everything to sign, and I've signed plenty of them. I'm even, you know, I go on Twitter and Facebook, and also, Facebook, Twitter, and the website, you know, check it out. So, and everybody just check it. If you haven't already, you know, get involved and stay involved, because, you know, once you get involved with all this, you know, helping out, you don't want to stop, because that's how I am, Tara. I don't want to stop there because it gives me the courage to keep going and not.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely. Volunteering at your local shelter, donating financially to animal organizations that you have qualified as reputable. There's a lot of things that you can do hands-on, plenty of options to help animals.
Yes. And, you know, adopt, don't shop, because there's plenty of animals that need tender, loving care in homes. You find your furry loved ones or, you know, loved one there, and you won't regret it. And if I hear anybody that I know that's looking for a pet, I encourage them to go to the local shelters, you know, help save a life or lives. So whatever anybody can do, you can, you know, like Tara was saying, you can volunteer, go spend time with them, you know, and because these animals in these shelters, they're very stressed out because they're in a cage so much. So give them that opportunity to get out of there and take them home, their freedom home. I see a lot of good freedom home pictures on there.
That's actually how I got involved in the animal welfare world. I was volunteering at my local city shelter nearly 40 hours a week on top of my regular job. And I after that, I started working in the behavior department. And eventually, I went to training to become a humane officer. And I was a humane officer in Pennsylvania for multiple years. And I worked in the outside counties on the puppy mill issue. So I did undercover puppy mill investigations prior to myself working at the Humane Society of the United States. So I got to work at the heart of that issue and saw, you know, the terrible breeding conditions. And so that was kind of how I started out, by volunteering.
Oh, that is great. And you mentioned puppy mills. I wish they'd get rid of all of them, you know, because they're living in the photos I've seen. It's just unbelievable that how they're living, a lot of them. And they need to get out of there because there's no place for an animal to live. You know, where's the freedom at? And where's, you know, they need to get out of there because some of them, I've seen some with cages so and the filthy conditions going, you know, through news feed on Facebook. And I'm like, where they need help. They need out of there. You know, give them some freedom because that's what they deserve. You know, the animals need to live comfortably, you know, peace and love and cared for, compassion, not in, you know, neglected or just caged up all the time. because there's still a lot of issues out there, but you know, it's a long road ahead, but we'll reach this destination if we keep the teamwork with what we're doing. A peaceful mm-hmm. animal army, right?
Yeah.
They can't give up. Because if we give mm-hmm. up, we automatically lose, and we don't want that. So it's like, you know, nobody give up. And I hear some of the activists, animal rights activists, say, oh, I'm tired, I'm burnt out, you know, I'm fatigued. Well, take a little break and, you know, come back, because if you give it up, that means, you know, there's one less voice out there. And just take a break every so often, because, you know, it's not going to happen overnight for any of us. And we have to know that. So please,
exactly.
everyone, you know, just, you know, give it your best try. You know, every effort counts, whatever you can do, audience out there. You know, I can't make changes myself. I only wish I could. But I know there's thousands and thousands of you out there like me, and we're out there to fight and stand up for the animals and do what's right and not give up. You know, you know, they can't call this radio station up. They can't call the police. You know, they can't, if they're chained on a tree, they can't let themselves go, you know, undo the lock. So if you see animal cruelty out there, please report it. Put a little love in your heart and do your part and stand up for them. Be their voice. Say, this is a no-no. That's not good. And, you know, but you might save an animal's life or lives out there. Just like during a hurricane, if you see an animal out there tied to a tree, report it, please. You know, any bad storm or any bad weather conditions, because that's not right. There's no excuse for that, right, Tara? I mean, it shouldn't happen. And it don't.
No, definitely not. There's other options, and being prepared prior to any natural disaster is really key. And at the Humane Society of the United States on our webpage, there's actually information on how to prepare your own household for natural disasters and serving your pet, and making sure that everything that you have is in place already, so you have a game plan for when something horrible does unfortunately strike your area. And so there's plenty of information on there for those of you that might want to give a look at that information.
Oh, that's, you're right. Thank you so much for bringing that up, because that's some important mm-hmm. stuff that you need within yourself. You may think, you know, common sense, but there might be some things that you might forget, you know, that's on that list. And you look and say, oh, I didn't do that last year or the year before. So, but you know, could always better prepare yourself and try to your cell phone's charged up, you know, from either in the car in case the electric goes out. So communicate and know where your family members are inside your household, you know, your pets, and try to make it as comfortable as you can. I know it's very stressful, but at least, you know that you know where everybody is, the pets, and make sure that you don't have to go outside or leave the house for nothing. Because these storms, these hurricanes can last for, it feels like 24 hours there, you know. It seems longer than usual. So, and
mm-hmm.
then there's flying debris out there. So you got to be careful of that, because any animals out there, even the wild ones, can get hit by flying debris. So that's another thing we got to think about. In Puerto Rico, they've experienced it since last year, what they're going through, and try to rebuild. I mean, if you look back years, Hurricane Andrew, look how that affected Miami. I mean, that was a real bad one, too. Hurricane Sandy, there's this list of them. You know, and Hurricane Harvey and Maria and Irma. Whoa. It's just back-to-back. That kept you stressed out right off the bat. Because when they hit that
Absolutely.
Direction where it's coming through, you know, you want to better prepare yourself to when it hits, the eye of the storm. Because I remember it was that one back in 2004, Hurricane Jean and Hurricane Francis here in Florida. 3 weeks later, we got hit again, you know. And the first one was real bad. And the second one, you know, when it came in 3 weeks later, it was on Labor Day weekend. I'll never forget. And they're very scary. It's no joke. You know, so you got to prepare yourself. Prepare, you know, protect your animals, your children, your homes, your cars. Everything's important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your lives especially. That's because a life cannot be replaced. You know, but like just like a car can. You know, I seen there was a news reporter on the news. I believe it was on CNN or one of them. And all of a sudden, there was a flooded street in back of him, and this man is floating down the road in his truck. And you know, they had to stop to help him, you know, to get out of the truck, because he was, that was dangerous. They asked him why he left, and he said he was staying at a motel, and he went out, and you know, after the aftermath, and that's, he could have died. It was scary.
Absolutely.
Watching this thing. So try not to go in and aftermath to go out and see what's happening out there, because you can put your life in danger. And I could just imagine that, you know, all the people out there in Puerto Rico and the children and the animals, you know, what they've seen aftermath, because they got hit really bad. I mean, unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So everyone, please do your part out there, because we don't know what's heading for us in 2018. You know, do what you can. Get prepared. I mean, we might not have any. Hopefully we don't. But you never know.
Yeah.
It's a big question mark right there. We never know.
Yes, and then, hopefully everybody receives a break from everything this year.
Oh, yeah. And then hopefully, you know, Puerto Rico comes back to normal, rebuilds, and you know, cause you never know. They could get hit again. You know, once you get back and get moving and get... Because, you know, hurricanes, you can't predict them. Just like tornadoes. They're dangerous, too, when they hit. They're starting to see them flatten them out, you know. Mobile homes and everything. And that's scary. So earthquakes, you know, fires. Look at the fires in California that they have. Oh, my goodness. And it seems like they have these big wildfires every year.
Mm-hmm.
And HSUS is out there no matter what. They're out there, you know, with the police, the firemen, everybody else doing their part. And that's great.
Yeah.
That's teamwork coming out of the woodwork. You know, firemen, look at their jobs also. Yeah. And then when you offer all the services that you do to help them, you know, that's so heartfelt. I love that. You know, just, it's enough going through them, but once you hear about what people would do on the positive side to help each other out, that's wonderful. That's humanity.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Humanity coming in hand, right?
Yes. Everybody working together.
Working together. That's it. Unity. Coming in unity. Because these animals... Everyone, you know, we're their voices. They can't speak out for themselves. They need us. You know, they do everything we can do. They see, they have a heart, they have families, they smell, you know, walk, they have emotions, they have feelings and everything. They just speak another language, and they're so innocent. You know, I think they're awesome. I get them. I love them. I always have,
mm-hmm.
you know, just, and they don't hurt us. What do they do to hurt us? So we owe that to them to be there for them, be their voice, not, you know, kick them to the curb or sweep them under the carpet and ignore them. Their rights need to be, you know, granted, not violated. And it's, you know, and you know that yourself, Tara, what you're doing, you know, you got a big heart. Thank you. What you're doing.
Thank you. Is there any
yes.
questions that I could answer that might be of help to anybody?
Yeah. You know what? with all the audience out there, I know everybody's heard about Humane Society of the United States and how big they are, you know, and even international. And you could tell them out there, Tara, what they can, you know, do with the Humane Society of the United States. Like, if they wanted to, like, volunteer for them, what could they can do? Or, you know, how could they can help out, you know, during, let's say, a national disaster happens, how they can, you know, you could go ahead with that, because that'd be some good information to help out, to make the team
sure.
bigger.
So on www.hsus.org, there's different sections in our website that provide different opportunities for the general public, from volunteering, keeping up to date on the latest work that we're doing, if we have a large-scale cruelty case that we're working on. So there's plenty of resources on our website that they can look at. And as far as recommendations, if a natural disaster does hit, we highly recommend not self-deploying, because that's also an area where people can get hurt themselves. So making sure that they follow the directives of those that are highly trained for those types of situations. One way is to always give back to your local shelters are providing, you know, manpower. So volunteering, walking animals, helping out with the cats, making cat toys, things like that. So there's a lot of options for people to help animals. It doesn't have to be just financially donating. Of course, you know, none of the work happens without the generous support of everyone out there. But there's lots of ways that, you know, you can contribute, even if that's, you know, 20 minutes a week or many hours a month. That there's many, many options that people can do to help animals. And the Humane Society of the United States tackles all different types of animal cruelty. So you can find the different areas of work that we specialize in and connect with our folks that way, and just kind of give a look through the website and different areas that we are leading the front on animal protection.
Yes, protection, prevention, you know, it's all there. Check out their website, everyone, because it is, if you haven't already, and it's very informative. You know, the awareness, you could read even on their Facebook page, their Twitter. It's going to give you updates, you know, on everything that's coming through. And take the time to, you know, read on that website how you can help out. You know, whether it's volunteering or signing petitions or making phone calls for them. You know, they have, I've signed plenty of petitions. They have a letter that's already written out. And all you got to do is just fill out the information, your name, address, phone number, and it already gets sent to the legislators. So that's awesome, too. And not only that, you can, you know, go to their website or their, you know, Facebook, Twitter, and share to your Facebook wall, you know, or anything they have. They have that share button. The like button doesn't serve any justice, right, Tara?
Right.
But that
right.
that share button will go through your news feed and everything, and then, you know, you not just one time, because not everybody's on Facebook or any social media out there. So, you know, even on Twitter, retweet it. You know, let your family members know, and also your friends, your neighbors, coworkers, you know, to what's going on and out there, because it's best that you know, that you're aware of it. And, you know, just like on this radio show, you can share it from on the promo at the on the PPJ Gazette. You can, at the bottom of the article, you can share it to social media, you know, sites, and also on Blog Talk Radio. And if you go to my www.blogtalkradio.com/voicescareforanimals, this show is going to show on there, and you can share it on the left side of the screen. Once it's downloaded tonight, it'll take like maybe 20-25 minutes, but you could go to that website, and on the left side of the screen you can share it 24/7 or listen. Just press the you know, the link, and then, you know, share it to your friends' wall, your groups, your pages you manage, and they'll say the Humane Society of the United States, Voices Care for Animals, number 178. So, you know, teamwork matters there, Tara. It means so much, because the longer this human chain is, the more we gain, right? And changes. I got to use that one on my Facebook wall, okay?
Definitely.
Yep, because it's a
coin that term.
Human chain reaction to take action. There we go.
Yeah, I like that. It could be a bumper sticker.
Yeah, that's right. I love that one, you know. I got a bumper sticker. I'm going to put you watch after the show. It's going on Facebook.
All right. I like it.
Because it takes our, you know, hand in hand against all animal cruelty and neglect across the land, right? You got to hold
I like
hands.
That. That might be a long – that might be
that's
a big
a long
bumper
one,
sticker.
Isn't it? But the one I really like is human chain reaction to take action, because yeah, that's the key.
Yeah.
You know, if we don't do nothing, nothing changes. So we have to get up and stand up and do what's right for the, you know, humans and animals, because we got to let these animals have the rights. They have every right to be on this earth, sharing this earth temporarily like we do. And they deserve it, you know. I mean, I don't know if you've noticed, but I've noticed on you know, on the social media sites, all of them, there is a lot of pages and groups for animals, you know. And that's great, because it's showing people there is a lot of animal lovers out there, advocates. I mean, it'll probably fit like 10 football stadiums if we really added them up. Probably more than that.
Yeah.
And there's some of them are relentless, like myself. I don't give up. I will not give up. If we, you know, if something doesn't, the results are not good, then I don't give up. I go back at it again, you know. So pick up strength, man, go for it. Yes. But everyone out, audience out there, you know, please pay attention to these hurricanes, you know, because they're very, very serious. And, you know, there's been there was a lot of deaths that happened in Puerto Rico. I believe I read something like over 4,000 deaths so
yeah,
far.
I think the numbers are, yeah, there was significant loss, definitely.
And may they all rest in peace, you know. And I have a caller calling in, area code. You want to take a call, Natera? 267.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you for calling in, Animal Advocates Radio. Voices Care for Animals. You're live and on the air. Go ahead. Do you have any questions for Tara or comments? Go right ahead.
I do. I have a big question. I'm a huge fan of you, Tara, and just your experience. Is there any one of your, I know you've deployed a lot, is there any one of your specific deployments that was your favorite or your most impactful?
Yeah, I actually had a couple cases that stand out over the years. One in particular was a case in Arkansas for equine, and I spent months on the ground with them and just got to see them get healthy and eventually get into real homes. So that was one of my favorite ones. And then we had a case years and years ago in Florida, actually, for a hoarding case, and it was about 700 cats. And again, they were in absolutely terrible conditions when we rescued them. And over the course of multiple months, we were able to get them much better health, get, you know, them into real homes and actually able to be normal pets and live a happier life because of the animal rescue team. So those are two in particular. And, you know, over the years when I was a humane officer, of course, there's cases that really, really stood out, in particular some of the puppy mill cases that I worked on. And, you know, those are motivation for the work that I do now in different parts of the country. So thank you for your support.
Yes, thank you. Keep doing what you're doing. It's great to follow
thank
along.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
And yeah, do you have any other questions? And thanks for calling in and, you know, tell to all your friends and family, neighbors, coworkers about this show, because the more voices out there, you know, the better for the animals. The more teamwork, you know, teamwork is the key.
Yep, teamwork makes the dream work. Thanks for what you're doing.
Hey, geez, thanks for calling in, and whatever you're doing, thank you. You know, because every counts. You know, animals do matter. All lives matter. And that's it, you know. Yep.
All right, well, have a good one, guys. Thanks for letting me call in.
Hey, anytime. You can call in every, you know, my show's on every Thursday at 7 o'clock Eastern, so you can call in, listen in for the show, or listen by the internet.
All right, I'll be listening.
Guest, you know. Keep this number, area code 310-982-4270. It's the same every week, and you just press 1 to speak, okay? You're more than welcome to call in. And thanks for calling in. Because voices out there, the better for the animals. Okay?
Definitely.
Yep. And love your support. And all the.
All right. Have a good one, guys. Thank you.
Okay. You're so welcome. Bye bye. Okay, Tara? Okay, you there?
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, but this is great, you know, because I like that. I love my name of the show, Voices Care for Animals, because voices
Absolutely.
Do care for animals when we do all come together, you know, the carries from over there, you know, in this show you can listen in worldwide with unlimited listeners. I've had a couple.
Yeah, that listener seemed really thrilled about it. So that's great.
Yeah.
And thank you for all you do to get the word out there about the plight for so many animals needing help.
Oh, you're so welcome, because I stand up for all of them, Tara, you know, and in the need, and I'm going to continue to do so. You know, I'm not a, you know, professional or anything. I learned a lot from doing this show about what's going on. Some of them I'm not, you know, wasn't aware of, and it's shocking, but I'm going to keep going for as long as I can. You know, I'm not going to give up. And
no,
you know,
it's much appreciated.
Yeah, and I thank you. And I just, you know, the animals especially thank us when their lives start to change for the better, you know, especially when they went through a, you know, a hard life or a tragedy or, you know, just like I had a show on dog fighting several weeks ago. You know, I hope that ends, you know, soon, because it should end now, because there's no excuse for it. You know, these animals are fighting. They have no choice. And a lot of them don't have a choice. They're forced. You know, they getting trained, and it's just terrible. And I know Humane Society of the United States, they have a thing on dog fighting also. So they staying up for a lot of issues, I mean, critical issues out there. So,
absolutely. We have upwards of 200 programs, so impacts many different types of animals and all over the world. So it's a really fantastic organization. I'm proud to be part of it, and I'm really proud of all the work that Humane Society International does. They're leading the way in many, many difficult parts of the world, too.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you, HSUS International, too. Big shout-out to you.
Mm-hmm.
So we're down to under 2 minutes here, Tara, and I wanted to really thank you. I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I have.
I did.
And I hope you come back. You're always welcome back, and I'll be in contact
with
you. Thank
you so
much. You're so
welcome.
I appreciate it. You know, anytime, you know. So, everyone, I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. And after the show, this show will be downloaded. So if you came in late or you know, want to listen to it again, it's www.blogtalkradio.com/voicescareforanimals, and you can just click on this link, Voices Care for Animals number 178, and just press the arrow, wait a minute for it to download, and it will play. And the show, to listen to the show every week, is area code 310-982-4270. Every Thursday at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. Listening worldwide with unlimited listeners. All shows are recorded live and archived on Blog Talk Radio. So, everyone, you have a nice and peaceful evening. And you also, Tara, thank you so much again.
Thank you, Kirsten,
for hooking us up. It's another great show. And
yeah,
I'm going to have more guests. But look forward to having more guests,
sure.
Tara.
And all right, you take care. Have a great night.
And thanks for everything you do. Keep it up, okay?
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Thanks so much. Good night.
You're welcome. God bless you all. Bye-bye.